There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. So, you know, these statin medications, my favorite medications ever. Again, back in the news. Okay. They're the cholesterol-lowering medications like Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor. Many of you know them as Pravastatin, Atorvastatin, Levastatin. Again, another study from Finland is saying they are causing or increasing your person's risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Researchers have found that statins were associated with an almost 50% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes, even after adjusting for other factors. Now, they think what they're doing, because remember I said, look, all right, tell us why they're causing diabetes, all right, because we know many cholesterol patients later develop diabetes, right? We talked about how 10 years before somebody, you know, is diabetic, you look back in their blood work and their cholesterol's high. And so nowadays we're being more aggressive to lower the cholesterol. So then we find out, all right, well, you know, now you're turning diabetic. Well, many of them were going to turn diabetic anyway. But they said that they've accounted for that. Looks like somebody listened to my show and said, I better make sure I do what Dr. Dahlia says, because we need to really prove that these statin medications are hurting some mechanism in the body that is staving off diabetes. Well, they think they have. Okay? All right? They think, one, it could increase your insulin resistance. So the insulin that your pancreas shoots out, that's supposed to circulate, find where sugar is, and bring sugar into the cell. Okay? Well, it just helps the cell, kind of the door, you know, like a door to your office. All right? Okay? You got the hallway, you got your office. The hallway is your bloodstream. Insulin is the key to the door that helps the sugar go from the hallway into the room or bloodstream into the cell. All right? The other is maybe it hurts your pancreas to the point that it makes it unable to secrete as much insulin. Commenting on the study, Dr. Ronald Goldberg, director of the Lipid Disorder Clinic and associate director of Diabetes Research Institute at the University of Miami, so the researchers show evidence that statins increased insulin resistance and that the people who develop diabetes appear to have less ability to respond to the insulin resistance by making more insulin. So the study authors noticed that the research only found an association. They're not saying it truly causes diabetes. They also said the study was limited to white men, so they're not sure if the findings would apply to women and other racial groups. Now, 29 million people right now in the United States have diabetes. According to the American Diabetic Association, type 2 diabetes occurs when the body becomes resistant to insulin, which is a hormone needed to process, obviously, the sugar, get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. So your body a lot of times will produce more insulin. We know that higher insulin also increases your weight. We know that if you have excess weight, you'll have less successful insulin, you know, or productive insulin. And obviously, with sedentary lifestyle, increased weight, it could then cause this vicious cycle where you're more and more prone to having diabetes. Now, prior studies have looked at these statins, and they found that it may increase the risk of diabetes, but nothing has really, really looked at, you know, how this happens. In this new study, University of Eastern Finland researchers tracked the effects of statin treatment in 9,000 men that did not have diabetes over the course of 6 years. The men were between 45 and 73. One in four of the men was taking a statin at the beginning of the study. They looked at the health of the men, followed them for 6 years, and during that time, 625 men were newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, even after other risk factors were accounted for. People treated with statins were 46% more likely to develop diabetes than those who did not take the statin medication. They said Zocor and Lipitor were the drugs that they looked at, atorvastatin or simvastatin. Then the investigators found statins decreased the insulin sensitivity by 24% and cut the insulin secretion by 12%. The more Zocor or Lipitor that people took, the more their ability to use and produce insulin suffered. They said the high-dose simvastatin was associated with a 44% increased risk of developing diabetes, whereas the low dose was only 28%. High-dose atorvastatin was linked to a 37% increase in diabetes. So, looking at that, they're like, okay, you know, we're kind of seeing some insulin manipulation here. So, what do you do about the people who are pre-diabetic? Well, the one thing I've known for people with pre-diabetic, with pre-diabetes, is a lot of them develop diabetes anyway. You know, I mean, I'll look back. I love looking at old blood work, you know, from the 1990s, you know, and I'm like, wait a second here. Your sugar was high here. Wait, what's this? What? You know, and you see the patient kind of, you know, hide and cower. I love yelling at my patients. It's so much fun. You know, because you'll come in and they're like, oh, I've been good. I've been healthy. I was healthy until I saw a doctor. I'm like, really? Let's take a look at your records. They take a look at your records. I'm like, what? They're like, wait. What? You know, they're like, wait. You know, I'm like, okay, now that's a bunch of bullcrap. You know, because I get to find the beat of what's going on, the truth of what's going on. So, you know, they're like, well, okay. Well, I guess not until I met you did I get sick. Much better. All right, so. Maybe what we need to do is, while we're figuring this out, and mind you, I have an open mind, all right, but what I don't want happening is people looking at this going, don't give me any cholesterol medication because I'll get diabetes. Meanwhile, they have high lipids and high cholesterol. True, diabetes is dangerous, and you don't want to be taking any medicine that could put you at risk for that, but I also don't want you guys running around with high cholesterol, high lipids, and then starting to clog your coronary arteries, your carotid arteries, start messing with your kidneys, etc. All right? These statin medications, I still believe, are lifesavers. However, probably the maximum dose I write is 40. I usually have everybody on 10 or 20 milligrams. Maybe what they may need to do is, while they're figuring all this out, still recommend statins, but a lower dose. And maybe we avoid the higher dose statins. I don't have any of my patients on 80. I get a little nervous with the 80 milligram dosing of it. 1-877 Dr. Dolly. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you have plenty of choices out there. And the fact that you pick our show means you probably still... I know. You're probably needing to get more choices, I guess. I hope it's not considered a mistake. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, this is an interesting email I got. I just want to quickly read. I got this a while back. I think this is when we were talking about statins, although he cusses. Ronald says, I've been fired by two doctors' offices because I wouldn't take cholesterol drugs. You need to tell your colleagues to quit being blank holes. Okay, yeah, thank you. I will try. All right. Are any of you guys getting fired for not, taking your doctor's advice? I see so many patients in my office because they were fired by another doctor. And when I have a patient that comes in going, I was fired. Remember we were talking about in the first hour, you know, how to bring up you were fired from your last job. When patients come in and they just gladly, I never ask, you know, have you ever been fired by another doctor? Maybe I should. I don't, you know, because it doesn't matter. I'm there to take care of them, you know, no matter what they did. If they broke the law, if they made me mad, if they didn't want to pay, we're supposed to, you know, quote unquote, take a stab at everybody that, not literally, figuratively, that needs medical care. Take a crack. Should I use that word? You don't like that either. Okay. All right. So, I don't sit there and go, you know, were you ever fired by another doctor? But a lot of times people will bring that up. Like, yeah, I fired my other doctor. Okay. You fired your other doctor. Or did they fire you? No, I fired him. Okay. Why? Well, you know, okay, and then I like to learn and, you know, see what happened, okay, to see if it's, you know, and sometimes I'm like, look, you know, I don't write 120 Lord tab either. You know, I mean, I'm sorry if I didn't, you know, qualify in this interview or I didn't, you know, get the job, but I'm not going to be giving you 120 Lord tab either. So, before you fire me, let me give you your money back and we'll, you know, we'll give you some names of some other doctors you could see. But when people say I was fired, it's because they'll say, well, you know, I missed an appointment or I didn't pay my bill or I, you know, didn't want to take the medication. I refused to take the medication. And some of you have a very interesting case, you know, and interesting argument. You're like, I didn't want to put that medicine in my body and the doctor fired me. Don't I have a choice? Of course you have a choice. Absolutely, you have a choice of what to put in your body and not. But the doctor, who doesn't have a lot of choices, they have very little choices, if you look at it. Because they have to practice medicine a certain way. And if they don't practice medicine a certain way and perform the standard of care, and the standard of care is not always written somewhere. It's what a jury decides or what an opposing lawyer and their expert witness decide. And if they don't, okay, look like they are doing their job, all right, having taken the Hippocratic Oath to take care of you, all right, they don't really have a lot of choice with that. The only choice they have is firing a patient. So if he thought that cholesterol medicine was good for you, Ronald, and he thought that is something you needed, all right, and you were like, you know, but here's the thing, though. When a doctor fires a patient, okay, it's usually more than I didn't want to take a medicine, okay? You know, I mean, I noticed that with patients. You know, a lot of patients will say, yeah, the doctor fired me because I refused to take a diabetic medication. And I was like, really? You're not really that diabetic. Really? Is that all the case? Or was there a bill involved? Or was there, you know, oh, yeah, they billed me for no-showing. But he knew that I had car trouble. You know, that kind of thing. So there's usually more to the story. But I do think there's people out there that will see specialists. I see this a lot with specialists, where the specialist makes a recommendation. The patient's like, I don't want to do that. I only want to do this. Specialist's like, well, I can't help you. And then they discharge him. Because, again, the liability. You know, one thing that protects doctors in a lawsuit is if you weren't their patient. If you weren't their patient, that doctor will rarely get sued. It's like, for example, when that family wanted to sue me for the mother had breast cancer, and the lawsuit at the time contended that any doctor that gave her estrogen for menopause, right, put her at risk for having breast cancer later. I was the only doctor that never prescribed the estrogen. So I was the only doctor not named in the suit. They looked at my records. They saw I never gave her the estrogen. I was the one that recommended, well, maybe go off the estrogen because your blood pressure's high. And I didn't get sued. So we as medical providers, unfortunately, are learning that the less we do with the patient, okay, as long as we're not withholding care, the less interaction, the more protective. Is that crazy? It's stupid. It's completely stupid. Let me be a doctor to you. Okay, let me just doctor you. So now you have somebody that, you know, may be at high cardiac risk. All right, the doctor says, look, I want to lower your cholesterol. Your cholesterol is 300. Your triglycerides are 700. Your LDL is high. We need to treat this. No, I don't want you to treat this. All I want is my blood pressure medicine. Well, if you have a heart attack on his watch, yeah, I mean, he could be in trouble. So, yeah, some of the doctors, you know, I usually, you know, if I have a patient that doesn't want to take a medicine, I don't necessarily fire him. All right, what I do is I go, look, let's get you all the education you need to make a decision about this. Okay, it's my job as a doctor to educate you or to bring people in that can educate you. So, like, for example, your cholesterol is kind of high, but you're worried about the risk of cholesterol medicine. Logical argument. So let's have a cardiologist get involved. Let's have him examine the heart, do some tests on you because you obviously have had high cholesterol for a while. And let's try to see how much damage we can already see with the clogging and then make a decision. You'll have some people that go, Dr. Dahlia, I got a CAT scan. I did that CT to look at the calcifications, and the doctor said I was completely clean. And I don't think that's the proper term for it. But when they get that bill of health, you know, from the cardiologist and that thumbs up, you know, that will sway them one way or another. Or a cardiologist like, wait a second here. I think you have some reversible ischemia right here. Okay, in this artery, we need to, you know, take a look, and we need to angiogram you, or we need to, you know, open it up, plasty, etc. You're clogging your arteries, nervous for a heart attack. So what I recommend is, you know, I'm the family doctor. Me as a family doctor, I have a much different role. Okay, I need to know when to cut my losses because I'm responsible for your total health. Okay? If you're going to give up on doctors because they're going to be recommending cholesterol medication, meanwhile your blood pressure is through the roof, and you just stop going to doctors for your blood pressure medicine because you're afraid they're going to throw you on a statin, I need to see that as a family doc and go, hold the phone. All right? And as I say hold the phone, I need to be like, okay, look, let me help you with this, but this bothers me and makes me feel uneasy. Okay? All right, and we need to know if you're clogging the arteries. So let me do X, Y, and Z. You know, same thing with cancer treatment, etc. Same thing with, you know, ma'am, you're having some abnormal vaginal bleeding. Yeah, but I don't want a pelvic exam, and I don't want a pelvic ultrasound. I get that, but I don't know if I know what is going on in there. I mean, if you have a cancer brewing, well, if I have a cancer brewing, Dr. Dahlia, I'll just let it take me. That's what a lot of men tell me. They have blood in their stool. They go, if I got colon cancer, I'm not doing anything about it anyway. Just let it kill me. I'm like, are you completely stupid, really? You have a little polyp that could be bleeding, and that's all it is, and you're not going to let us look? And you're going to already start writing your life off thinking you have cancer? Let us take a look. No, I don't want anybody to take a look. I don't want any colonoscopies. Don't refer me anywhere. Now, there's only so much we can do. It's your choice. You have that choice. But remember, if a doctor has their license on the line and their job is to take care of you, and your family doc or internist, nurse practitioner, PA is responsible for every nook and cranny of your body, from your eyelashes to the hair on your butt, all right? We're supposed to manage that. You got a cancer on your toenail. You have a retinal hemorrhage. We're supposed to make sure that you are being, you know, that everything's being looked at. That's a lot of responsibility. And if the doctor thinks that there's a case that he's not going to be able to help you with, yeah, he's going to discharge you. So true, you have a choice of what to put in your body or not, but the doctor has a choice of who to take care of, especially when it could put his license on the line. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys, so look, never too late to get fit. They say people who are fit in their 40s seem to retain more brain volume two decades later and also perform better on decision-making tests. An analysis of more than 1,200 participants who were tracked for more than 20 years showed that those with lower fitness levels at midlife had smaller brain volumes in their 60s, which is a sign of brain aging. When you look at the brain on an MRI, you see atrophy. And the more atrophic could mean the more or less brain volume that you have to function. And so, you know, we always talk about, well, gosh, you know, I was really, really active in my teens and my 20s, but look at me now. And it kills me when I see my patients who are overweight out of shape, having health problems, they go, Dahlia, I was an athlete. I was an athlete. I go, I believe you. I know. You know, I was extremely athletic, too, and it's frustrating. And, yeah, I work out every day. I work out about an hour a day. Split it up between the morning and night. Nothing like I used to. Not the intensity. Not the, you know, and it's frustrating because I loved the shape I used to be in. It's just I can't keep that up. My knees are shot, back, hips. You know, I really wore down a lot of the cartilage. And even though that shouldn't stop me, I should still exercise more. I can't do the intensity. I can't do a push-up. Not because of the strength, but because of my wrists. My wrists are snapping and hurting, and gosh, I could do tons of push-ups, sit-ups. I used to do tons of sit-ups. It was great. Then I learned about bulging discs in the back, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to move to crunches. I think I'm going to get away from the whole sit-up thing. And so, you know, a lot of the physical activity that we used to do, for some of us, it scares us to renew in the 40s because we blame a lot of our arthritis and a lot of our medical conditions to the sports. But if we stay active and stay fit, it doesn't mean we got to play football again or basketball or volleyball. That could protect our brains later. An analysis of more than 1,200 participants who were tracked for more than 20 years showed that those with lower fitness levels at midlife had smaller brain volumes in their 60s. And so, according to Nicole Spartano, a postdoctoral fellow at Boston University School of Medicine, says we were not surprised by these findings because there is growing evidence that many behaviors and risk factors in middle age, they obviously have consequences on brain health later in life. So they looked at 1,200 people that underwent exercise treadmill testing in the 70s when they were in their 40 years old. So this was back in 1970, okay? Now here they are in their, well, then they were in their 60s by the 90s, and they had these MRI scans. And they found that those who had an increase in heart rate or diastolic blood pressure after a few minutes of lower exercise were, it's, you know, when you immediately start to spike like that, it shows you're not at good fitness. But if you have like a, you know, lower heart rate, lower blood pressure, and it's more consistent as you work out, that's a sign of more fitness. Because remember, you could start getting damage to small blood vessels when you're out of shape and you start exercising heavy. So those with larger increases in blood pressure during low intensity exercise found worse cognition test results. For every 7.1 millimeter mercury rise in diastolic blood pressure, which is the bottom number, an additional 8.3 beats per minute in heart rate over participants' resting levels were equated with a half year of aging. What does that mean? Well, the more out of shape you are, the more your brain ages, if I could summarize this. So, what kind of things can you do? Well, first and foremost, the big mistake everybody makes is they go back to the way they were, like when I was in my 20s. I was weightlifting, I was running, etc. And I go, well, I'll one day get back into that. No. What you need to do, okay, if you are putting off your old type of exercise, is start small and go, you know what, I'm going to condition. Because a lot of us are like, nah, it's all or nothing. Either I'm going to exercise or I'm not. The problem is then you're doing nothing. I can't tell you how many of my patients said, I'm going to wait till January 1. We're in March already. Did you start exercising? No. You know, my mom joined a gym. I'm so proud of her. She joined 24-Hour Fitness the other day. I was like, way to go, Mom. She's in her 70s. Good girl. You know? Nah, I don't think she's trying to check out the guys. Again, I think she really wants to be in shape. You know, she likes having her mind. She likes having, you know, and my mom wants to haunt me, you know, in life for as many years as she can. So good for her, knock on wood, God willing, that, you know, she lives a long time. So she's definitely, you know, keeping active. But what I recommend is just for funsies, just start walking, okay? It doesn't hurt to start walking because walking could be very, very fit. You could always speed up the rate if you want to. You could always put a backpack on with some weights. You could always carry some weights. You could always, you know, mix it up a little bit. But at least start the walking. Another thing that I think is really, really helpful is don't exercise. Do something that ends up being exercise, but expends a lot of activity. Like, for example, crank the music up and dance to it. All right? You could play a couple songs on YouTube, right, or your iPod or whatever, and dance around the house. Okay? Going dancing burns off a lot of exercise. So if you don't want the monotony of being on a treadmill or lifting weights, then boogie your butt to some music. All right? Let me see. Sex? Yeah. Problem is, you know, 2 minutes isn't enough. I mean, it needs to be, like, a lot of sex, and it has to be, like, every day. I mean, this has to be exercise you guys do every day to stay fit. Okay? That's kind of important. You know, another thing I really love to do is I love to play racquetball. I stunk at it. But I'll play my little ball even just on any wall. So if there's like a wall that I don't think the neighbors are going to, you know, mind my sitting there banging a ball against, maybe just take your tennis racket or your racquetball and just kind of try to, you know, hit the ball against the wall and chase after it a little bit. It's true. It's not maybe true racquetball, but if you don't have a racquetball court and you need to do something today when you go home, bounce a ball against the wall. Why not shoot some hoops? You don't even have to pretend like you're working out. Shoot some hoops. Get a basketball hoop out there, just go and shoot some hoops. It's exercise. And when you start to do these other things, you're like, okay, well, that's my workout. I shoot some hoops. I dance. I shake my butt. I, you know, smack a ball against the wall. And I got to tell you, man, you work up a sweat. But you cannot talk yourself out of exercise. Because what's keeping you alive and what's keeping you smart and what's keeping you shrewd, don't we have a lady that's celebrating, my husband found this, her 117th birthday? I don't know who that is. Let me see where she is. It's in America, I think. Let me see here. Oh, no, she's Asian. Okay. Now, they exercise a lot. They also eat a lot of fish. 117 years old, Misao Okawa celebrated her birthday yesterday at a nursing home. Right? She is the daughter of a kimono maker who was born on she was born March 5th, 1898. And Osaka is recognized as the oldest person in the world by the Guinness Book of World Records. She's in a very pretty pink kimono. Lovely lady. And, you know, she, yeah. And she's speaking of everything. She's got her wits. When asked the secret to long life, she said, I wonder about that too. She is still eating well, has some trouble hearing, has slowed down in recent months, according to staff at the nursing home. Okawa married Yukio Okawa back in 1919. They had two daughters and a son. Her husband unfortunately died back in 1931. She has four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Wow. Apparently, they say there are five people with us now in the world that were born in the 1800s. Can you believe that? And they're all women, they say. Three of these super centenarians live in the United States. Crazy. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, 14% of toddlers, they believe, are drinking coffee. One in 7 2-year-olds in Boston drinks caffeinated coffee. Researchers analyzed information from 315 mothers and their babies and discovered that 14% of 2-year-olds were given coffee by their parents. on average, slightly more than 1 ounce of coffee a day. Some drank as many as 4 ounces a day, according to the study. The researchers also found that 2.5% of one-year-olds, we're talking basically just finishing infancy, getting coffee. Infants and toddlers of Hispanic mothers, were more likely to drink coffee than those of non-Hispanic mothers, and girls were more likely than boys to drink the beverage. So according to their study, they say our results show that many infants and toddlers in Boston and perhaps the U.S. are being given coffee and that this could be associated with cultural practices. That is Principal Investigator Ann Mearwood, Director of the Breastfeeding Center at Boston Medical Center. Now, they say children in Australia, Cambodia, Ethiopia sometimes drink coffee. They added that other studies have shown it's not uncommon for kids raised in Hispanic cultures to start drinking coffee at younger ages. There's been little research into what an infant can have in terms of coffee, but there was one study that showed that two-year-olds who drank coffee or tea in between meals or bedtimes were 3 times more likely to be obese in kindergarten. Other studies suggested that all the caffeine consumption that kids and teens take on could be associated with depression, diabetes, sleep problems, substance abuse, obesity, etc. So, how do doctors feel? Well, we usually say if you got a one-year-old or a two-year-old, give them something healthy to drink. Okay? You know, give them, vegetable juice, give them milk, to load up their calcium, some, low-fat milk, water. But I got to tell you something, okay? Even though I do not recommend giving kids coffee, I know there was, when I was growing up, that myth that coffee would make people shorter. And the shorter kids in the class were coffee drinkers. And I was like, wow, well, I guess maybe. And I remember when I was younger, I wanted to drink my mom's coffee. I wanted to be grown up. So she gave me a taste of her coffee. It was the most disgusting thing ever. And to this day, I still hate the taste of coffee. But what's very interesting, though, is we're starting to see this research saying, 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day helps prevent, diabetes, or helps prevent clogging of the arteries, or helps prevent this and that. And you're like, well, for people like me that hate drinking coffee, it sure would have been nice if I could have acquired a taste for it. So I'm wondering if maybe, let's not give the kids coffee yet because they don't need the caffeine and they need to be putting other healthy liquids in their body, okay, because we haven't proven yet that coffee is healthy for a kid, okay? We have proof that the caffeine of coffee could have other issues. But I'm wondering if we should start, if coffee ends up being one of these super drinks, but we're not talking coffee with cream or sugar. We're talking basic black coffee, which I don't understand how anybody could drink. I think it's the most awful tasting, thing out there. But anyway, I'm wondering if we need to start, training kids to acquire a taste for that. It sure the heck could have helped me, let me tell you that. All right, most people dread the flu, right? All right, and we try to avoid it. But a British study has found that the average person over 30 only gets the flu a couple times per decade. For adults, we found that influenza vaccine is actually much less common than some people think. This was a study published March 3rd in the journal PLOS Biology. In children and adolescents, they say flu is much more common because they mix with other people, etc. For adults over 30, the exact frequency of the infection will vary depending on background levels of flu and vaccine. A study team looked at blood samples from volunteers in southern China to assess their levels of antibodies against 9 different flu strains that circulated there between 1968 and 2009. This was the first time anybody kind of looked at a group's history of infection from modern-day samples, and they concluded that children get the flu an average of every other year, but the flu infections are less frequent as you move to adulthood. And for people over 30, the average getting the flu about 2 times every 10 years. What's very interesting is I remember getting the flu 2001. I also remember getting the flu in between that, and I remember getting the swine flu in 2009, I believe. Other than that, now, mind you, I've been getting the vaccine, but, knock on wood, I don't get the flu every year. But then again, I do vaccinate. So if the average person unvaccinated gets the flu two times every 10 years, do they need to be purchasing the flu shot? I would say, you know what, just to be on the safe side, hell yeah. Okay, I mean, I'm very, very excited about the flu shot. I think the flu shot does save lives. Can't take a study like this going, well, you know what, I'll be good next year because it's going to be my good year. But I have to admit, I don't see people who say they get the flu every year. Okay, a lot of people, when they get the flu, it's once every few years. So it's kind of an interesting observation. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, you'll have food in the fridge. And you'll be going, all right, I got to throw this out because the code date and the past use date. Well, apparently there's a study here looking at 10 foods you could safely eat after the past used date. Now, of course, you know, fermented foods like your sauerkraut will last. I'm sure beef jerky will last, you know, a longer time. But there's an entrepreneur that has been making millions of dollars by selling out-of-date food. And he says when you look at the packaging, there's a lot of leeway room. Dan Clitteray from, I guess, Nottinghamshire runs a business called Approved Food. And I guess he sells cheap food to bargain hunters. He's 40 years old, and he says the secret to success is that his business provides just what the shopper is looking for, cheaper food. And most of these foods are okay past the use-by dates. I would be very, very reluctant and very, very careful, but I do know that a lot of these use-by dates allow some leeway because of the possibility of somebody will buy the food, and then by the time they eat it, you know, it could be 8-9 hours later on to another day. There's leeway. Just like with drugs and pharmaceuticals, there's usually some leeway, some working room with expiration dates, even though we still strongly encourage you to not mess with it, especially when you're dealing with your life-saving heart medication. Don't mess with it. So anyway, he suggests that these are some foods, okay? And these are some foods that have been studied that look at like they could last a certain amount of time. But for example, he says, or they say, pasteurized milk will keep 50% longer if you store it at a lower temperature. If you store it at the back of the fridge and by the fridge door, the milk will obviously last longer because the door keeps opening. He says if your milk has gone sour, use it to make pancakes. I don't know if I would recommend that. Eggs. We have seen eggs. How many of us have seen eggs that had been way over their due date? We cook them. We're fine. You know, you got to be careful, though, because there is salmonella. So you got to keep them under 41 degrees Fahrenheit or 5 degrees Celsius in your fridge. But they say eggs can last for 3 to 5 weeks. Sugary foods, a lot of times can last. You gotta be careful because bacteria like sugar. So sugary foods left out could unfortunately start to, you have issues. Sauerkraut, certain cookies, certain dry pasta could be okay in airtight containers. Chocolate can last a while, but the chocolate ice in my house, it'll be eaten. It'll never last longer than a couple days. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.